Well, what did you think about Christiana's invitation from the king? And who do you think the king represents? Hopefully, you have had a chance to look up and discuss the Bible verses found in your trail guide. If you did, you discovered that the king in this story represents Jesus Christ. You may have been able to guess that even without looking up the Bible verses. But when it comes to understanding truth, it's never wise to make assumptions. God's Word, the Bible, is the only 100% trustworthy source of truth in this world. It's very important that you know for yourself what the Bible says about Jesus, His love for you, and His plans for your life. If you looked up the Bible verses, I'm sure you also figured out that the king's castle represents heaven. There are many verses in the Bible that explain what heaven is like, and it's not what people often think or imagine. Heaven is a real place with real and awesome adventures waiting for you. As Christiana's story continues, we will learn more about the king and the plans he has for Christiana. Never forget that Jesus Christ also has incredible plans for you and your future.
I hope you read Revelation 17:14, which identifies Jesus Christ as the king. That verse also describes those who are with him as being called and chosen and faithful. What do you think that means? God has called you to serve him and accomplish an important mission for him. Whether you are chosen and faithful, well, that depends on you. When you decide to accept God's invitation to serve him, you have chosen to become his servant. And as you continue to make that choice day by day, you become a faithful servant. In the story, the king called Christiana to an exciting journey and mission. Do you think Christiana will accept the invitation? Will she be faithful? Even more importantly, will you choose to accept God's call and be faithful to him? That decision is up to you.